Hi.
Hello?
Hi, yes.
I can hear you now.
Okay, great. So, thank you for appearing on today's episode of Enabled in Academia.
Thank you for having me.
It's okay. So, before we start, I ask most guests to sort of provide us with some background information about themselves, maybe their greatest academic accomplishments, or some information they would like to share.
Sure. Well, I am doing my doctorate at King's, and I'm doing my doctorate in clinical psychology at the moment.
That's really cool. So, can you tell us some more information, if you don't mind, about your experiences as a PhD student in general, or what procedures you've had to experience?
Sure. Well, generally, it's definitely quite a big step from doing an undergrad and a master's. And there are more responsibilities. With the doctorate I'm doing, you have to wear different hats, if I can say that, where you're doing research, you're doing also lectures and assignments, you also have exams, but you're also working in placements. So it can feel quite overwhelming at points, but absolutely, I'm enjoying every bit of it.
That's great. Which parts do you find challenging, if you don't mind, about being a PhD student?
I think for me, the challenging part is that I have to do many things at the same time. Because of my doctorate, and the fact that, as I said, I have to wear different hats, I need to prioritize my work. I need to have quite a good organization, and going between one thing and then the other. Like, for instance, I'm doing my research, and then I also have to go and sit in lectures. That can feel quite tiring and overwhelming. So I think it's that just shifting from one role to the other very quickly.
Yes. Can you elaborate more on this?
Sure. So what we do in our doctorate is we are working on our research project, as all PhD students do. But specifically in my doctorate, you also have to complete placements where you might be working with individuals clinically. And then the next day, you might also have a lecture at the university. So the fact that I need to organize my time effectively so that I know I'm able to be on top of my responsibilities as doing my research as a researcher, but also as a student when I'm being part of lectures, but also as a trainee in clinical placements. That can be quite a lot, quite heavy at points. But I think getting used to this and organizing my time more effectively has definitely really helped me.
Yes, and do you mind me asking about more of the initial stages of the PhD process, for instance? So after you do your master's, right, when you kind of have to get, is it, I believe, a super, oh, one second. I believe it's like a supervisor's sort of consent or approval to, and sort of support for your project proposals, etc. Just in general, you don't have to be specific.
That's right. So, just to clarify, the doctorate I'm doing is different from what we commonly know as PhDs. PhD students are only going to work on their research project, which can take 3, 4 years, sometimes even more. It really does depend. And that's the only thing that they really are working on, their thesis. Whereas my doctorate, the research is just one part of it. And therefore, when applying for the doctorate, I didn't have to secure a supervisor before I started the doctorate, but I just needed to get on the course. And when you are on the course, then at some point during January, February, you start looking for supervisors that match your research interests, and then you can start your project. At this point, I'm now working in applying for my ethics, doing my proposals, and hopefully they will all be approved.
That's fantastic. And do you mind me asking also about, so you said that you have placements, I believe, right? In practical right. work settings. So for instance, if a student with a health condition or a disability wanted to enroll in this sort of program also, what type of reasonable adjustments could be made for them, if you're aware of any?
Sure. Well, I think it really does depend on the case, but from my knowledge, there are definitely things that can happen. So the course does not at all discriminate from individuals that identify with chronic health conditions, and they would be very much open to applications. What I know from experience that can happen is that you can have a one-to-one conversation with your tutor and explain your individual circumstance. And if, for instance, traveling might be more difficult, then you might find a placement that is closer to your place so that you don't have to travel that much. And things like that, accommodations like that are definitely possible.
Okay, so that sounds really helpful and optimistic. So that gives us a bit of hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit more about, is there PhD examinations?
So yes, the first at King's, at the first year of your PhD, of your training, you would have to sit the qualifying examinations, which is something that I just had a week ago. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you won't have any other exams as far as I know.
Oh, okay. So do you mind telling us, I hope everything went well with that, by the way. Do you mind
you.
Telling us about maybe some access arrangements, like they may, your course may have provided for you, or mm-hmm. some sort of alternative measures?
Absolutely. Actually, I was saying that to a friend the other day. It has been the best experience I've had of exams.
Yay.
So I really want to stress that they really helped and tried to accommodate as much as they could. We were in different rooms, and there were...
Yes. Yes, you were saying you were in different rooms.
So you can be in different several distractions. You're also allowed to have breaks. So if, for instance, one needs to have a small staff because exams can be 3 hours long, mm-hmm. Then they are allowed to do that. We are also being given extra time. So it definitely takes a lot of that off your shoulders. And I think it was the best experience of formal examinations that I've actually experienced.
That's great. So did you have to apply for these measures, or were they just sort of given to you automatically? Do you mind sharing some more insight about that?
Sure. So in order to be given those accommodations, you have to apply for what is called a PAA.
Yes, PAA.
At the university. And once that is approved and formed course level of course, and what the decision has been made according to your individual case. If, for instance, you apply, then the course will be able to find a way to accommodate for that. If, for instance, it's, you might have a few more days until that deadline. It's for examination. You might give 20 minutes.
Yes, and PAA, just so you guys know, is Personalized Assessment Arrangements. So it's just the formal application process of just applying for these accommodations, etc.
Yeah,
Okay, so what else would you like to tell us, like for somebody that's interested in embarking upon a PhD? Yes, so
Hello.
hi, yes. Okay, so
Hi.
do you mind telling us as well? So for somebody that's interested in embarking upon a PhD, what other tips could you provide?
Sure. I would say what has really helped me is actually just managing my time effectively before the PhD. So I know what works for me. If I were to come on the doctorate and have all those different responsibilities without having had the time to actually find what works for me and how I can organize my time effectively, I think I would kind of be lost trying to figure it out while I'm on the doctorate. Whereas if someone has already figured that out, it is definitely really, really helpful.
Yes.
So I think that's the main tip that I would give someone. And I know that applying for a doctorate can be quite anxiety provoking for individuals. So I would say just take time for yourself, really own up to what makes you different and what you would be adding to the course, so that you're able to describe and discuss that with the panel.
Yes, that is so useful. And also, by the way, I was doing some research, right? And for King's College London, like I believe when you after you complete a master's, right? If you want to go into a PhD study, I believe some courses require a 3,000 word research proposal, sort of like in an assignment style. So did you have to do an activity similar to that?
In order for us to apply for the doctorate, it was slightly different, as I said, because there are different components, both the clinical and the research. We had to go through applications where you would have to summarize your interest, your clinical experience, your research experience up until now, and why you want to get on the course. Whereas I think for PhD programs, it's only going to be to do a proposal, as you just said, a proposal where you summarize what your idea is, why you think it's necessary, and so on. So that is a slight difference, I would say.
Okay, great. And just before we go now, do you mind telling us like any do you have any further reading our audiences can look up if they're interested on gaining more knowledge about this PhD process, etc.?
Sure. So the doctorate is called the clinical doctorate. So if someone types on Google or on YouTube the clinical doctorate at King's College London, clinical psychology doctorate, or they can write trainee clinical psychologist, they will see everything coming up. And more specifically, the website that they can go to apply for the course and see the available courses that offer this doctorate program is called LEADS. So if they go on the LEADS website, they will be able to see all the courses, the requirements that they have, and how they can apply.
Okay, great. Just one last thing before we go, I promise. Sorry. Okay, so what inspired you to begin this quest of a PhD? Was there anything in particular?
It has always been my goal. I think the clinical doctorate, and more specifically King's, is going to provide you the best experience to become this to have this synergistic role of a researcher and a clinician. So my goal has always been to work both in clinical settings, but at the same time do research work, and the clinical doctorate gives you exactly that. So this was always my goal, and when I found out that the clinical doctorate in psychology offers that, it was a no-brainer for me. I definitely wanted to apply for that. And as I said, specifically in King's, you get such a diverse experience in so many different placements. You are also working with top researchers. !=//////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////// So absolutely, it was an amazing opportunity.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time today and good luck with everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
Thank you.
care.
Bye.
Bye.